Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what awaits you on the beach on Memorial Day, if you are allowed out of your domestic entrapment. Well, I'm going to start out by talking about why the next financial crisis, it will be such a threat, which is much worse than I had imagined, despite the fact that I thought it would come into the world in the usual way as a credit crisis triggered by over-leverage. But nobody was talking about the coronavirus in those days. All right, then I'm going to talk about why the United States was what I call a top banana for several decades, and how it's gone from being the world's greatest creditor nation to becoming the world's greatest debtor nation. And there is, in fact, a dramatic socio-economic political collapse underway. Well, the next one I entitle No Spending Rebound, and I explain the structural reasons for this, and think you will find it easy listening, but nevertheless important. Then comes our regular bad news Boeing bulletin, I should say. Talking about why Boeing is in such dire straits. And so I try to make it every week, but sometimes I slip up. Then I come with 10 facts, which I will explain that put it the entire grim situation into perspective. I'm going to talk a little bit about what the Fed cannot do. Most of the time people tell you what the Fed can do. I spent just a few moments talking about a shopping list of things that are outside the purview of the Fed, even though they might wish otherwise. Then we'll talk about who works for who. Does the government work for you, or do you work for the government? I think you'll find some interesting conclusions on that score. And to end the show, we'll talk about how science and technology have come together to really swap out the preponderance of East-West emphasis, the West's cultural superiority has really come to an end. A few words on that. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you individually, upon demand, 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something similar, and I will take care of it. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So do feel free to select any 3 shows from the archives in my Podbean page. And if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they give you a lot of information on current affairs which will be clearer in your mind. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, my email address, which you will need if you want to request the 3 shows. The address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. And that's my initials, my name and my and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com, which, by the way, is also emblazoned at the top of my Podbean page, so you can get it there if you don't write it down here. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page contains material a little bit too short for inclusion in the show, but I think you should know anyway. And the address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, all that is lowercase, one word, no punctuation, no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And finally, I have a Twitter address also, which is reserved for the one-liners, the funnies, the kinds of things that don't even fit into the Facebook page, so I put them in the Twitter page. Why not? The address there is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. My initials are M and Wake Up Call. All one word, all lowercase, no punctuation. Please, rmwakeupcall. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it remains for me to wish you a wonderful Memorial Day. I hope that this is the beginning of an auspicious summer for you, and that we shall speak again on Friday. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, wishing you all the best for the week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.